Good morning. So reading this from Luke's Gospel, chapter 20, verses 1 to 8. The authority of Jesus questioned. One day, as he was teaching the people in the temple and telling the good news, the chief priests and the scribes came with the elders and said to him, "Tell us, by what authority are you doing these things? Who is it who gave you this authority?" He answered them, "I will also ask you a question, and you tell me. Did the baptism of John come from heaven, or was it of human origin?" They discussed it with one another, saying, "If we say from heaven, he will say, why did you not believe him? But if we say of human origin, all the people will stone us, for they are convinced that John was a prophet." So they answered that they did not know where it came from. Then Jesus said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Good morning, everybody. It is wonderful to be with you all again this morning. Today we are looking at the authority of Jesus and how it is questioned and challenged by the Jewish leaders of the day in Luke's Gospel. Now, Luke refers to authority and power more than the Gospel writers of Mark and Matthew. But today we reflect on how John the Baptist made the way for Jesus and how we need to do the same, and how the Jewish leaders missed the main event and how we need to guard against that happening to us. So a bit of background. In chapter 19, we read that Jesus enters Jerusalem. He weeps over the city and he cleanses the temple. As Jesus entered the city, the crowd wanted to greet him like a king. Palm leaves on the floor. They shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." He was acknowledged as significant by the ordinary people. He rode on a donkey like a servant. And then we have the story where Jesus cleansed the temple. He overturns the tables. He throws out the people who are taking advantage of others, and he declares the temple should be a house of prayer. And he was then able to teach in the temple. It says he taught in the temple every day. These actions show just how displeased Jesus was with the official Judaism and how compassionate he was and is for the poor and the ordinary. So this is the context of our passage this morning, where we meet the chief priests, the scribes and the elders. Well, who were they? Well, together, there were 71 who formed the Sanhedrin. It functioned like a Jewish parliament. The chief priests were members of the priestly families. They controlled the temple and all the money, and they had power and privilege. The scribes, well, they were the ones who could read and write, which meant they too had an elevated status. They were able to interpret the Torah, and they were teachers of the law. The elders were the head of the synagogues, and they collected money for the poor, they enforced the law, and they decided on the discipline that needed to happen. And so it's this group of people that asked Jesus, "By what authority are you doing these things? Who has given you this authority?" They confront Jesus. "Who said you could teach here? They're the ones in charge and they haven't given permission. So who has?" But Jesus does not answer. He asks the question, "Did the baptism of John come from heaven, or was it human origin?" Now, this is a really tricky one for the leaders to answer. If they say from heaven, then they have to concede that Jesus has the same authority as John. And if they say human, the people will revolt because they believed that John the Baptist was a prophet. The fact they say, we don't know, was a really weak answer and shows they were unwilling to admit divine authority. Why didn't they want to admit it? When Jesus weeps over the city in chapter 19, he says, "If only you had recognized." It's a prophetic lament of destruction. And it ends with, "These things will happen because you did not recognize the time of visitation from God." This was a critical moment in Jewish history. And the leaders of the day failed to grasp. They failed to see what was going on. Absolutely tragic. Scribes were to teach the Torah. The chief priests were to lead God's people. But all they had done is allow the temple to be used for things it should never have been used for and look after their own interests. Oh, the stark contrast between them and Jesus, God's son, who was humble and became a servant. If they had admitted Jesus' authority, it would have impacted on their own authority and power. But they were selfish and corrupt. In Luke 20, verses 45 to 47, it says, "In the hearing of all the people, he," that's Jesus, "said to the disciples, 'Beware of the scribes, who like to walk around in long robes and love to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and have the best seats in the synagogue and places of honour at banquets. They devour widows' houses and for the sake of appearance say long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation.'" And in Mark 1:22 it says, this is the people, "They were astounded at Jesus' teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes." The Jewish leaders were intimidated by Christ and reluctant to give up their power. They were worried about the people attacking them if they questioned John the Baptist's authority. John the Baptist. Who was he? Let's have a little moment of looking at him. John's role was to prepare the way for the Messiah. His ministry ended the 400 years of prophetic silence, and he's the one who links the Old Testament to the New. And his message was, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven was near." He was not a crowd pleaser. He was an ascetic living in the wilderness who confronted the hypocrisy of the religious establishment. He was a fiery prophet with a message to match. John made the Jewish authorities feel uneasy. But it was with him that the story of the gospel begins. Jesus suggests that he and John are part of the same single effort by God to reach his people. John prepared the way, and it was after his death that Jesus' ministry begins in earnest. Like the gardener who clears the ground of weeds, ready for that plant and those seeds to be planted, John prepared the way so that people were ready to hear what Jesus had to say. So by Jesus asking this question about John's authority in Luke 20, he is implying that both he and John are authorized and sent by God, which is in contrast to the scribes. Jesus, who rejects power that exploits people, is the acute opposite of the Jewish leaders of the day. Jesus submits himself to the will of God. Jesus identified with the poor and the afflicted. Ultimately, Jesus did not stop the forces that oppressed and executed him, but not because he was powerless, but because he submitted himself to God's will. The scribes, the chief priests, the elders, should have been living the same way, but they were corrupt and self-serving. So what does that mean for us today? John prepared the way for Jesus. John 1, verses 29 to 34 says, "The next day he saw Jesus coming towards him and declared, 'Here is the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me comes a man who ranks ahead of me, because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel.' And John testified, 'I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, "He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit." And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." When we recognize who Jesus is, when we become a Christian, our lives need to point to our Saviour in the same way as John recognized Jesus. We need to say, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away our sin." We are part of the same story. We are now holding the baton. It has been passed to us to point the way to Jesus. In Matthew 28, Jesus says, "All authority on heaven and on earth has been given to me," before he sends the disciples to make disciples. They were sent with his authority. And we follow in the same footsteps. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives in each one of us. And our job today is to make way for the King of Kings in order to bring in the kingdom of God, for Jesus to return. And we pray, "Your kingdom come." We're part of bringing God's kingdom in. Our faith needs to be attractive to those on our front lines, those who don't yet know Jesus as the Son of God, like a light that a moth can't help but fly near. Jesus was a servant, a king who rode on a donkey, a king who washed feet and who chose not to use his power to get off the cross, but humbled himself and submitted to God's will. Matthew 18, verse 4 says, "Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." It's an indication of God's topsy-turvy kingdom. Luke 14, 11 says, "For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." We are to humble ourselves. We need to be aware of the trap the Jewish leaders fell into: selfish, full of their own self-importance. We are called to serve each other. Micah 6, 8 says, "And what does the Lord require of you? To do justice and love kindness and to walk humbly with your God." So from these words this morning, there is a warning to not behave like the Jewish leaders of the day, but to recognize Jesus' authority and that it comes from God. Jesus forced people around him to make a choice. The leaders chose not to acknowledge Jesus. They chose not to hear his message and receive the good news. The irony: they were the most learned people, the ones whose job it was to expound the scriptures. The teachers of the law did not listen and did not recognize that it was Jesus who fulfilled the very law that they were experts in. As followers of Jesus, we need to have ears that hear. We need to listen, and we need to discern and recognize where God is at work. So my prayer this morning is that we will have ears to listen, to hear what the Spirit is saying to each of us. That with God's grace, he will keep us humble, and that we will be part of helping God's kingdom to burst into our realities.